We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And wow, as I said, if you're looking at topics for Running Tuesday, it goes education. We go into head injuries where there's a conversation, especially for my days in pro wrestling. A lot of my cohorts have had head injuries. And also if you're a former pro football player or played football in any way or had a concussion, my expert today is going to get into it and how he's treating them. Dr. Charles Simkovich. Dr. Charles, how are you? Thanks for stopping by.
Good. How are you?
So let's talk about this, how you got involved in, you know, starting to look and explore the concussion process and looking at concussions and what they are and how we're kind of looking at them much differently now than maybe 20 years ago. But then even when we got into the extreme a couple years ago where we thought it never could be healed, that we're learning more and more about not diagnosis, treatment, and moving forward for people that had multiple concussions.
Well, yeah, it's evolving rapidly and it's changing quite a bit since I got involved in this. I actually got involved in research in 1986 with a group of doctors in Brooklyn. And our focus was actually not for concussions. It was for learning disabilities and dyslexia and ADHD. And our first, the first thing we looked at is at the time we prevailing knowledge was that cranial bones were fused. And we had to dispel that and discover that they actually move. So they have a direct effect on how your brain functions. One of the early pioneers in that was Dr. Donald Sutherland. He was an osteopath. And then Michigan State University's Department of Physiology did start to quantify movement of the cranial bones. And ironically, they started with the least movable suture, which is the parietal suture. But there wasn't a lot of precedent at that time. So we were left to, it was basically trial and error. And we ended up relying mostly on medical textbooks, Gray's Anatomy and Guyton's Physiology. And we looked at the articulations and it was just trying things and seeing how they worked. And we looked a lot to the sphenoid bone, which is a bone that's right in the middle of the skull, your brain sits on top of, and it has a whole lot of impact on how your brain functions. First of all, it's the only cranial bone all the other cranial bones articulate with, which means every other skull bone creates a joint. And your eye muscle is attached to it. Your three cranial nerves that control eye movement pass through openings in a sphenoid, cranial nerve 3, 4, and 6, the oculomotor, trochlear, and abducens. Your optic nerve, which is what sends signals, what your eyes see.
Okay.
To the brain passes through it. It also houses the pituitary gland. And we didn't realize the ramifications of that. Now research shows that often the pituitary gland is torn or sheared after a concussion.
Oh gosh.
And that would explain why there's a lot of organic problems tied to concussions. Now, 30 years ago, I was finding a lot of hypothyroidism on my patients and I got kind of laughed at. Well, now there's dozens of studies that say, hey, hypothyroidism is from concussions and caused from concussion. Retired NFL veterans, they're 5 times more likely to have ED, which makes sense. Irritable bowel syndrome is now tied to concussions, hypothyroidism. Oh, so the list is getting bigger and bigger and the research is just getting greater. You know, it also houses the pineal gland, which regulates serotonin secretion, which is what's missed during PTSD. So I get a lot of ex-military, like we've had a lot of MARSOC guys, Marine Special Ops guys come in. So yeah, it's just expanded to the point where actually a lot of this is now, you can rehab a lot of these patients and get them back to very close to normal.
Wow. Okay. So let's just jump. So it's very interesting that I love hearing the process that you can rehab them to get them back to normal. Now, talking about concussions, you know, a lot of talk about CTE and you can't diagnose CTE until you die, right? Once they do the brain, as we saw in the movie Concussion. Are you starting to see specifically enough you can identify people with CTE before that or not?
Well, you can jump to that conclusion that they could be at risk. You can't diagnose it as except with autopsy. But this is just one of the great things about what we're doing. There's a process called the glymphatic system, which is the waste removal system of the brain. And Dr. Nedegaard in Rochester, New York, actually discovered the whole process. Now, we originally knew the CSF or cerebrospinal fluid actually bathed the brain and removed the waste somehow. Well, now she's identified down to the cellular level how it happens. The CSF flows around the brain, and then it takes it goes into the subarachnoid space, and in the para-arterial spaces, the CSF gets pushed out through what's called astrocytes in our brain into the brain material, where the glymphatic system cleans the waste, all the waste that you normally think about, but also tau proteins, which is what causes CTE, and beta amyloid proteins, which is what causes dementia. And interestingly enough, current studies are showing that the glymphatic system process slows way down after concussion. So you can realize that, you know, yes, it's if you can remedy that, hopefully the waste removal system starts working properly. We have a case now from a patient from North Carolina after the concussion. It's been 5 years and she had a 60-second memory. There was no memory.
Oh,
and I just knew the waste had built up. Anyway, she's now to about 5 weeks worth of memory. So she's improving as everything gets cleaned out.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're getting, and she was a tough case. She was a tough case.
So you're figuring out ways to do something that people said after concussions, you're not going to recover.
Right. Yeah. You what you do is you restore normal movement of the cranial bones. And you stabilize eye muscle movement, you stabilize circulation to the midbrain. If you have it's called a sphenobasilar fault. Whenever the sphenoid rocks, brain, the blood along with the eye issues, blood is slowed down to the midbrain. That can cause balance issues, headaches because of lack of oxygen, also short-term memory issues. So if you have a child in school after their concussion, they can't remember, their test-taking ability goes down, it's usually something like that. The sphenoid, the greater wings can rock. So say the right greater wing is putting a lot of pressure on the right brain. Typically, that's what's causing anxiety or depression because that's the emotional side of the brain. You know, we also, your jaw muscles, the external and internal pterygoid muscles attached to the sphenoid. There's a group of dentists doing craniomandibular orthopedics, and they've come a long way and they understand the causal relationship between the jaw and the sphenoid. Matter of fact, their international conference is in October in Louisville, and I'm one of the speakers. It's the International Conference of the College of Craniomandibular Orthopedists, and work pretty closely with some of the doctors here locally.
What would you recommend people that have had multiple concussions, should they come see you, and what would you be able to do in treatment-wise to help them in specific ways?
Well, the treatment plans in the office is what I would examine them and identify them, take a history, do an MRI or CT scan if needed. A CT sees a gross bleed, so you do that first after a concussion. MRI sees a finer bleed, so older injuries. You can't see a concussion with those scans, but you can rule out pathology. So you can rule out brain tumors, bleeds,
right?
You know, a Chiari, anything that's going wrong. Once that's clean, the exam will tell me everything. I can identify the different cranial faults, and the treatment plans are anywhere from 2 days to 5 days. It's an intense treatment. They're in my office for about a week. And there's a lot of things that feed into that: age, number of injuries, place of the injury, because the skull bones all move differently. So once I identify that, and then they're in my office for, it's a relatively short period of time. I had a guy from Philadelphia 30 years ago. He was in a tank in the army, and the hatch fell and hit him in the head, which is 300 pounds.
Oh my God.
He actually was conscious, and he suffered for 30 years. Well, he's had a total reversal of all the symptoms. You know, he had daily migraines, headaches. He couldn't read. So a lot of this is very restorable. That said, there is such a thing as damage. I mean, you can have damaged, tissues. So, you know, you at least can, some people just have damage. That's a possibility with sports and things like that. But most of this is restorable to a point.
How do you do it? Do you do it in ways and exercises, or is it, what is
it? It's all manual with your hands. I'm actually working on the outside of the skull and inside of the mouth. The pterygoid processes of the sphenoid actually extend into the roof of the mouth, which is what your eye muscles attach to. And you're actually mobilizing this. You make room in the upper jaw, the maxilla. Sometimes it's real narrow and you have to widen that to make room. So it's all a manual therapy. Then there's a rehab routine that we have the patients, once they're stable, do that helps speed up the recovery. So the cranial bone's moving, pumps the CSF. Your diaphragm helps pump the CSF. So we get a rehab routine that's very measured, and it's to restore the movement of the diaphragm to push the CSF to the head to help healing quicker.
That's great. And so have you worked with lots of athletes as well that have had the retired athletes?
Yes, we I was on staff for Duquesne University men's basketball team under Coach Danny Nee. I just embarked on a relationship with the NHL Alumni Association. I'm working with the president, Glenn Healy. They're sending retired players. So that's just underway. So Glenn Healy's the president, and their chief medical officer is a neurosurgeon named Dr. Amin Kassam. He's the surgeon. He's a pioneer. He pioneered a surgery removing brain tumors through your nose. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to split your skull open. And we've had several meetings, and they're starting to send a lot of hockey players down. And some interesting cases, if I name a name, I have permission to, like a fellow named Rob Ray. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He had over 300 fights, multiple concussions. Oh, and he actually does the color broadcasting for the Sabres now. And he was telling me that before I treated him, he was just not feeling good, headachy. His vision was tunnel vision. He said his vision's gone from this to this. He sees the whole thing. And it helped him with his announcing, which you have to see the whole ice. So yeah, we get a lot of them. I have a lot of basketball players, boxers. Roy Jones Jr. was a patient of mine.
Oh, really?
So we get anybody, but ironically, obviously because it's a numbers game, we get many, many, many more from car accidents because there's a whole lot more people driving than are playing football or hockey. And car accidents are big. Cars are big, heavy things that are hitting each other at a big force. And the G-forces are huge. So you have concussions with people hitting their head, and then you have what's called a coup contra coup injury, where their head whips real hard, and it's a concussion without hitting your head. So the brain actually bounces off the inside of the skull.
So how many people are doing what you do?
Nobody. We're in the process. That's one thing Dr. Kassam and I have talked about. He said he's ready. He wants to scale this to expand because, I'm not getting any younger. And his first goal is to scale it to put a doctor on every NHL team doing this and for the general public. We're kind of in a hurry. There was six of us on the research team. I was the young guy years ago. Now everybody's dead or retired. So there's kind of a hurry to expand this and expand the knowledge. So we're developing a residency program now so that we can have everybody.
Hopefully you work with the NFL too, because they're really dealing with it, and probably pro wrestling needs it too.
Yeah, I've had a lot of NFL players. I was never in an official capacity, but I don't know if you're familiar with LC Greenwood.
And, yes.
Cedric Wilson and Dermoni Doss. In fact, Dermoni did a nice, and many, many more that I can't talk about. And then Cal McNair, who owns the Texans, has flown me to Texas to look at some people. So they're aware of it. The results are so predictable. It'll become the treatment of choice for concussions, probably in a short while. We just have to
get docs trained and get the word out, right? They want the docs to get trained, right?
Well, they have to, yeah. But that's a big undertaking.
Duplicate yourself, right? That's hard because the only
one. Right. Right. And I got to be taken out of the clinic and put in a teaching capacity.
So a lot of people don't get diagnosed with concussions, and then they think they did sports and had concussions or different things. How do they know that really that concussion was a problem and it's still an issue for them today? Because a lot of people, if they never went to the doctors, they got their bell rung in some sort of aspect and never got treated in the 90s and 80s. Well, how do they know that they really had a concussion and they'd see someone like you?
You'll start to see things deteriorate. And the symptoms from concussions are like a big menu with a lot of a la carte items. 30 years ago, when we started this, we knew it caused cognitive problems and pain syndrome. Well, the list is getting bigger and bigger. All the organic problems I talked about, you might develop balance issues, ringing in the ears, memory, visual disturbances. and they can be very specific. Like I have one fella, he had a severe concussion and the only thing happened to him is he lost his sense of taste and smell. I have another fella, he was in a motorcycle accident. The helmet actually saved his life. He was in a coma for a couple of weeks. Once he healed from that, he came to the office and he had a whole list of symptoms from headaches to he couldn't read, you know, things like that. But one of the big things, the third day he came in, he said, "Hey, I want to tell you, my color vision is back and it's vibrant." And I said, "Well, you never told me your color vision was gone." He said he had, didn't realize it was gone until it came back, which is the case a lot. And that's actually pretty common. A lot of people, their color vision is gone, but they say it becomes bright, like reds become bright red instead of pale pinks. And so sometimes there's such an insidious onset of symptoms because of the glymphatic system slowly deteriorating, not getting rid of the waste, that you're not really aware of it and you don't pin it to a concussion or multiple concussions. Mm. It doesn't even have to be a concussion, low grade blows to the head. And I think Boston University with their research on CTE has confirmed that. They said they're seeing more CTE in people with low subconcussion, some concussive blows, multiple blows like offensive linemen, than one big concussion. So they're seeing a lot more of that. One of the things, if you're having difficulty sleeping, that's a sign. A lot of the glymphatic system actually works when you're sleeping because your neurons and your glial cells actually shrink 60% smaller.
And so how do you define difficulty sleeping?
Not insomnia, not sleeping soundly, having a hard time sleeping, not getting sound sleep for, you know, we sleep in three hour cycles for a full REM sleep. So 3, 6, or 9 hours. So a lot of my concussion patients just can't sleep. And we know the glymphatic system is probably deteriorating. So that's a real red flag.
All right. Best place people can find information on you. You seem like you're a busy guy and there's not a lot with everyone that's been working with you, but I'm sure you're always looking to help other people. Where can they go?
Yeah. We have a website, SimkovicConcussionInstitute.com. Or if you Google, you know, Simkovic, you'll find it. But SimkovicConcussionInstitute.com is really the easiest way to find us.
All right. Well, fantastic. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.